This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shut down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counters.
Well,
it didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
The road is long, with many a winding turn that leads us to who knows when, who knows where. My brother. So
Okay, good morning and welcome to the Carol Cox Show. That was Mr. Al Green, and for some of you that are new to the earth and this planet, the earlier one was Dr. Martin Luther King, and I thought I'd play some excerpts from various speeches. While he mentions the Vietnam War, the facts and the factors that are influencing our daily activity or daily lives today are still present. And it's just a different war, different issues, but the same concerns, poverty, and the word underscore war and what have you. So I'm pretty excited. I have on the second hour coming up is Ms. Patricia Bragg. As you know, Bragg Amino Acids, and the some of you know of the Bragg apple cider vinegar, and you probably hear her quite the advertisement on Dr. Shintani's show here at KWAI and Sunday evenings at 8 o'clock. She's a sponsor of that, so I'm looking forward to that and some of the things she has to share and some of her life stories and what have you. So please join in, and don't hesitate to call in the second hour, or you can call in the first hour. She's not here, and you'll be talking to me and getting some bogus health guidance. But we'll listen to her and some of the programs she has, weight issues and concerns, fluoride issues in the water, and I'm pretty excited about it. And always, again, 524-1080 if you want to call in that show or this one. Last week, and I guess the week before, I talked about the Hawaiian homelands and some of the management and how government and taking away. And we've talked about the racetrack at Kalailoa. And here on Oahu, a couple of things. They all have one thing in common. They're on Hawaiian homes lands, and it's a state agency under the same management. And so as a continuation of that, I spoke briefly about the Stuart Hanchett, a former commissioner for the Hawaiian Homelands Commission. And I wanted to, not to sound repetitive and talking something into the ground or trying to get blood out of a turnip, however you want. The reality is that these situations repeat themselves. And I think it's worth mentioning and bringing as a reminder, rather than having a nondescript allegations and claims, I like to be more specific so that you can, the listener, can take away some facts, not just things that supposition or things that I am just pulling out of the air just to fill air space. And I told you about Commissioner Hanchett briefly, and he has the Pualani Foundation, and I was fortunate enough to pull up records, and someone forwarded me the Anahola Hawaiian Homes Association letter that was to the commissioners back in November 12, 2010, that spoke specifically to this proposal to lease land to Stuart Hanchett, at that time was a commissioner. And I'm going to do most of the reading, and I'm going to post this up on carolcox.com so you can see if you're interested for purposes of discussion, or it may help your case, or you have a similar scenario. As we see the racetrack, for example, how they, I'm shared with you, in my opinion, they were tarring and feathering Junior Grace, but yet treating everyone else with kid gloves. And it continues. And as I said to you, the parasitic relationship, the host, as I taught, and some of you respected that and understood it, and others thought that was the most absurd a way to describe something, but it's okay. We all strike a balance somewhere in life. But on November 16th, 2010, the Department of Hawaiian Homelands submitted a letter to the chairman and members of the Hawaiian Homes Commission. And it was authored by and submitted by Linda Chin, the administrator for Land Management Division. Subject: issuance of a license agreement, Pualani Foundation, LLC, Moloa'a, Kauai. And this takes place on the island of Kauai. Recommended motion and action: that the Hawaiian Homes Commission grant its approval to the following. Termination of revocable permit number 282 issued to Mr. Stuart Hanchett since April 1, 2003, with an annual lease rent of $6,960 for the use of approximately 315.97 acres for the Hawaiian Homelands Moloa'a Island of Kauai, described as tax map key 4401002 and 05, and shown as a diagonally lined area of Exhibit A, which is will be attached to that, for pastoral purposes, and the issuance of the license agreement to Pualani Foundation, LLC, a Hawaiian nonprofit corporation hereinafter licensee, for the use of the approximately 315.97 acres of Hawaiian homelands in Moloa'a Island of Kauai, described again. The purpose of the license shall be to allow the licensee to use Hawaiian homelands for its stated mission, which is to, quote, provide educational and enrichment programs to perpetuate Native Hawaiian cultural practices and traditions, end quote. He may construct facilities to accommodate occasional camping to provide the Native Hawaiian youth with educational and life learning experiences through activities surrounding Paniolo and ranch lifestyles. No long-term residential use is permitted, and I underscore that because the allegations is that he is or had a residential area. And anyway, here's an interesting point that it was for 20 years and at least 6 months prior to the end of the fifth year of the license, and for each subsequent five-year period, licensee shall provide DHHL with information regarding its operations. Okay. A more glaring and interesting point here is that item three, fee for the first year of the license, the license shall be nominal at $100. For the next 4 years, it shall be $580 per month, or $6,960. And when I mentioned that to others, they thought, where on earth can you find pastoral lands of this quality and this type for $580 per month? And at the time, anyway, this is what Linda Chin submitted. Now, it appears that they went to great lengths, and this gentleman was Mr. Hanchett at the time of receipt of this was a sitting commissioner. So he was about to exit, so apparently he was going to pave his way to the great stairs of heaven, where he's going to have benefits, and he apparently had a lease or revocable permit, and all of a sudden they wanted to convert it while he was in office there. So the Pualani Foundation, the members and officers is Stuart Hanchett, Kiana Oliveira, Hogan Kelly Swartman, and William Swartman. These are the people that make up this board. Now, the Anaholi Hawaiian Homes Association wrote this letter, and the Anaholi Homes Association members recently reviewed the Pualani Foundation submittal to the Hawaiian Homes Commission and were greatly disappointed with the recommendation proposed by the Land Management Division of the Director of DHHL. The AHA strongly opposes the approval of this license, which includes the disposal of 300 acres of pastoral lands for well under market rates. Our opposition includes, but is not limited to, the following. The Pualani Foundation is a brand new private nonprofit that is neither homestead controlled or focused and has zero track record of capacity. The president of this newly formed nonprofit is a sitting commissioner of the Hawaiian Homes Commission, creating a clear and serious conflict of interest with fiduciary duties of the commission. So that one there jumps out at me. Why is it that the AHA has to take up on themselves to do this when we have directors of the agency who should be looking out for this kind of behavior? At least it looks like a conflict and a special favor. But where are the leaders? And at 2003, this fell under Governor Lingle, so I didn't check to see who it was. Was it Connie or one of the subsequent people that were in the leadership of Hawaiian Homeland? So it is common knowledge that this commissioner was issued a month-to-month revocable permit. This is what this letter is stating. For pastoral purposes on the same 300 acres of trust lands in question by the Lingle administration, wherein he violated that permit by constructing a permanent residential structure on the trust lands. Yet this information is absent from the Hawaiian Homeland submittal to the commission. So their allegations is that the DHHL office, land division, land manager, Linda Chin, withheld information to the commission when in her submittal for approval of this process. And the commissioner in question, the other item here in question, has a term of commission that will expire within 60 days of the submittal date. So apparently he know that this commissioner knows that he's going to be leaving the commission. So you do things to get things and use your powers, I guess, or your influence or your association with the commission and relying on that relationship to get you something, as it's what it appears to be argued or suggested by AHA. The documentation provided to the commission clearly shows that the commissioner in question formed the nonprofit for the sole purpose to transition a noncompliant month-to-month revocable permit to a 20-year lease. So did this commissioner, and I ask this question, did he have the revocable permit, but because he was a commissioner, felt that he was protected under this umbrella as a commissioner and went and built a residence, as they're alleging, while knowing he had a revocable permit which would not have been authorized? And in regards to the building, this is how loose the Hawaiian Homeland's office is with oversight. Pualani Foundation must ensure all structures on the premises are properly permitted for fire, health, and safety reasons prior to allowing any overnight camping activities on the site. They don't say you must submit to us for final approval and review. It just says that they must ensure. So this is what's happening. They make such great changes and modifications to revocable permits. They allow the commissioners to do their thing freely, willy-nilly. And then in turn, just put a nonchalantly place in there that the permittee or the licensee must ensure. The licensee should submit in a timely fashion, it should read, or something for oversight. Permits, plans, proposals, plans, and then the final permit for review. to see if it still adheres to what was allowed. They don't do that. You're on your own, basically, if you have money and influence, it appears, in the Hawaiian homeland. But if you are George Grace or some other party that is waiting and waiting and waiting to get a lease, I'm learning there are people that are dying on the list waiting. But you have special treatments appear that is being extended by the Hawaiian homelands to certain individuals. Now, they go on to say, AHA goes on to say, DHHL is handling this submittal wildly differently from other requests for lands by legitimate and 100% homestead control and focus associations. No environmental assessments required prior to submittal, no regulatory compliance, no consultation, no assessment of nonprofit capacity, no required homestead community input, and no regional planning review or inclusion. So they are raising these issues. They, being AHA, the Anahola Hawaiian Homes Association, raised this issue in November 12, 2010 letter to the Hawaiian Homes Commission. The DHHL has denied requests by legitimate 20-plus years homestead control and focus association from receiving licenses, 33% less lands, 100 acres, for a solar farm having direct benefits. These are some of the things. Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question?
Hello, Carol?
Yes.
This is Mark Barville.
Yes, sir.
In Kona.
Yes.
I can barely hear you, though. Is there a way to turn that up a little bit?
Maybe.
Okay. You know why I'm calling you.
Go ahead. We're on air live, so go ahead.
Okay. Last August, I was picking up fishing line off the corals just as a way of cleaning up the reef, and I noticed that there was these old abandoned pipes that I've seen for at least the past 20 years. And I looked and I realized that this pipe had broken off, and at the end, about a 15-foot section, the manifold, was actually broken off and swinging back and forth, crushing corals.
Okay. Hold on, Mark.
Yes.
Let me finish this line of thought, and then just hang in there, and I'll get with you.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Yeah, because it's something we were going to schedule to talk in total or in greater detail this coming week. But anyway, just hold on, and
you can
hear
wait.
The show. Okay. Anyway, that is a subject I hadn't mentioned a couple weeks ago that we were looking into, and it's about the NELHA, Natural Energy Laboratory Hawaii Authority, Inc., and its leasing of properties and ocean use that have left a great many of pipes and destroying the coral, and we'll talk about that. But I want to finish this bit of information. So, anyway, item 7, and this commissioner has withheld from homestead community the intent to license 300 acres of trust lands to himself, have not had a single communications or meeting on the subject with any recognized homestead association of the homestead community. 8, this submittal is a clear misuse of trust, power, and conflict of interest. This is the allegations that AHA is making or has made. It requires legal review and most definitely homestead community consultation due to the lack of capacity and track record of the nonprofit, as well as its source and direct ties to a sitting commissioner and a non-compliant revocable permit. The Department of Hawaiian Homelands continue to deny thousands of waitlist Native Hawaiians from receiving pastoral and agricultural homestead lots. The primary purpose of the Hawaiian Homes Commission Act and Hawaiian Homes Commission, yet a sitting commissioner, obtains the support of the director of DHHL to issue 300 acres of trust lands to him and a nonprofit less than a year in operation with zero track record, financial capacity, or connection to the beneficiary homestead community. We register our strong opposition to Puolani Foundation Commissioner Hanchett license of our trust lands. Further, we call on the commission to deny this request of our trust lands and immediately terminate the revocable permit issued to Commissioner Hanchett due to noncompliance. It is not only a conflict of interest, it is an abuse of commission power that deserves investigation of the Attorney General's office. Let's underscore the Attorney General's office. We've gotten a preview of what really goes on. So this was back then under the Lingle administration, along with a full accounting of every license and lease issued for non-homesteading purposes during the eight-year Lingle administration and the Hawaiian Homes Commission. Thank you for registering this letter of opposition to the record of the Hawaiian Homes Commission meeting on this agenda item. And I might add, let's pencil in the Neil Abercrombie administration, because the same things go on. I was just up in Waianae area yesterday on a piece of Hawaiian homelands, and you should see it. It is horrible. Trash, dumping, broken glass, chemicals, and the works. And they have the native people's or the host culture's interests at hand. So I guess on that note, I should learn to join the band, I guess, and get me a ukulele and a beautiful Aloha shirt and go into politics and help the Hawaiians. It looks like it's working. And if you want to join me, we can start a club, a nonprofit. We probably could get a couple thousand acres right downtown Honolulu for free, as long as we try to perpetuate the Hawaiian culture, teach them how we lived in Mississippi and Paniolo and what have you. So anyway, I'm being facetious and foul-mouthed about it, but it's disheartening time and time again. And if I were to spend each day, I could tell you I'll find many of these. And that's why I was a little bothered by the display of behavior between the Galatera, the senators, there, Brickwood Galatera, Clayton He, Malama Solomon, Michelle Kadani, Gil Agaran, Gilbert Kahele. Miley Shimabukuro didn't bother to show up, so that's her aloha. But I think these issues need to be really revisited and addressed, and those that are native Hawaiians sitting on these commissions should have an extra bit of octane in their efforts to be more concerned and display a little more caring rather than to carry out the governor's wishes to install a puppet regime to continue on what, for example, has been allowed under the Lingle administration. And it was under the Cayetano, too. I mean, let's face it. They've all learned that there's a money bag there. And unfortunately, the Hawaiian people suffer. And in doing so, if they suffer, we suffer, whether you believe that or not. So anyway, we're going to talk about yet another state agency, and we'll go on and talk about the Nelha, and I'll set the stage where, you know, on Maui, they, Molokini Atoll, there was a boat that crushed some coral, and it was a tour boat, and they actually went bonkers and made them pay big money. The Port Royal ran aground, and they were talking about millions. And I understand there was a settlement, but the governor, Neil Abercrombie, hadn't let us know openly and publicly what he has received the money, when, and what he has done with it, not to my knowledge. Maybe he has, but I'm still looking to see what happened to those millions or the money that was gotten in the settlement with the Navy. And it was never a criminal penalty. So anyway, we're going to talk about that. So, Mark, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so now set the stage. This is at Nelha on the Big Island at Kona and Ho'onā area.
Yeah, right at Keaholy Point.
Mm-hmm.
I spearfish and I free dive a lot, and a tremendous amount actually. And so what happened is last August, I noticed the pipe was broken, and that day that the pipe was actually rolling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from side to side and being pushed back and forth. And that was on a day where the ocean was calm. There was no current, and there was no surf, no surge happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I contacted Bill Walsh and others from the DLNR immediately when I got home. So that was August 15th.
Of which year now?
Last year, 2012.
Okay.
So this is like, you know, six months and 1 week ago.
Right.
So the reason I'm contacting you is 6 months and 1 week, I'm just in a state of kind of astoundment, really. What I've watched out there has been absolutely horrible, and anybody can jump in the water and go see it, although I don't recommend that anybody does that because that's actually kind of a dangerous area. But people who dive can get in the water right at the point, go straight out, maybe slightly to the south, and see what happened. Is this broken pipe, 1 month later, sometime in mid-September, because there was a very strong current, about 4 knots, and I couldn't swim. You know, that current was just too strong. So I, after the current calmed down a bit, I got out there, and I noticed that the entire pipe, for as far as I could see, had broken off its foundations, and all of the metal pipes, the bands, everything that held it in place was all broken apart. The pipe had rolled over to the north, one full turn, and had slid down the slope somewhere like 50 to 75 feet. I've never measured it, but it's approximately that long, that far. The pipe was then stuck on a metal plate that was, I guess, used to hold a chain that had previously held the pipe in place. That chain was now, that link was now broken with the rest of the pipe. Then two huge sections of pipe were really bad, and a lot of damage was done. I contacted everybody, TV, DLNR, Sam Lemo. I talked to the folks at Nelha, and I thought, okay, you know, I let them know, hey, if this pipe is not removed immediately, and there's a big storm, you know, big surf, this thing's going to break off, and it's going to destroy massive amounts of coral. I mean, more coral. There was already thousands and thousands of broken corals. But I knew that if it broke off, you know, that the surge would just roll that pipe all around.
Mm-hmm.
And I begged them to do something. Now, again, I'm just a free diver, you know, spear fisherman. I'm not a politician, and I don't really know how things work. And it was explained to me that everything's complex. And for me, yeah, it sounds damn complex. I don't have the knowledge of what is all, you know, behind the scenes. But I just said, hey, these pipes need to be moved as soon as possible, you know, before winter. And Carol, the reason I'm contacting you is they weren't.
Right. Well,
the pipes were not removed. They had plenty of notice. Around New Year's, we got a 20-foot swell. And when that swell calmed down, I jumped in the water. The manifold, this roughly 15-foot pipe with the large openings on the sides, I couldn't find it anywhere. But what I saw was tens of thousands, maybe like 20,000 corals, just completely crushed, pulverized, broken off, shaven. It was an ugly sight. It just hurt because that whole area was destroyed. And I followed the line of destroyer. I got my camera in the water and followed the line of destruction and finally found the manifold stuck in a kind of a crevice in the rock right up against shore. And it was about a four-foot section was broken off that I later found on the beach at the high tide mark.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back and checked out the rest of the pipe. The 80-foot section was lying askew to the rest of that giant 18-inch pipe, which is, I think, about 6,000 feet long. Mm-hmm. I cannot see beyond, like, 200-foot depth. If I dive down 80 feet deep, often the clarity of the water is good enough for that. I can see, like, another 150 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So I can actually see the pipe down to about 250 feet.
Right.
You see?
Right. Now, backing up a bit.
Yeah.
So that listeners out there don't think that you just woke up one morning and became an environmentalist. Because sometimes, you know, when we people that care about the environment, we're passionate because we tend to, we're able to make an assessment when we know right from wrong. We start with that. But when you see a pipe moving around, crushing and banging, we go back to asking the question, if it was allowed to be placed there, this pipe, this array of pipes, who allowed it? And what were the conditions? So obviously the pipes are not being used, so there should have been, there's this big question. Where is DLNR? If they authorize it to be used, then there should have been some process or something to address the removal. But they didn't do that. And you now have gone and contacted them. And I might add, so the listeners will, you've really documented it well with video, steel photographs.
Yeah, I've been since August 15th of 2012,
mm-hmm.
Well, I've been using my GoPro,
mm-hmm.
and I've been taking I've taken thousands of photos, mm-hmm. and lots of video, and just throughout the last few months. And what's really sad is if they had taken out that manifold and that second section of pipe, this 80 feet section, this, you know, incredible damage would not have occurred.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it was so obvious. I mean, I sent it, I put it up on YouTube, I sent them photos, I sent them, by them, I mean, my God, William, Isla, Sam Lamo, Bill Walsh, Dave Golko, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineer, mm-hmm. everybody that I could think of, because I'm not really skilled in this area. I mean, but what I knew was this beautiful coral, and it's all getting destroyed right in front of my face.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing I was told by all parties was, don't touch anything. I said, that's fine. They said, if you touch something, you know, you could end up getting sued or something. Everyone, you know, it's like everything has to do with getting sued. And all I wanted, well, I didn't touch anything, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't. And the sad thing now is well, after I, you know, looked at the damage after January 1st, you know, I think I got in the water around the 4th or the 5th. And documented the damage that had occurred. A week after that, roughly, NELHA was able to contract Jack's Dive Locker and move those, you know, to remove those two pipes from the water, the 15-foot section, the manifold, and the 80-foot section, you know, of this 18-inch pipe. What they left and what was not removed was all the debris. It was all the structural materials, these 4-inch by 8-foot long steel pipes, you know, that are, you know, rusty and corroded, all these giant, massive braces that went around, you know, just lots of metal debris. And all of that stuff is left in the water, and every time there's any surge or current, that stuff swings around and breaks hundreds more corals. Mm-hmm. And I have contacted these folks. Well, apparently I've contacted them too much because I was asked specifically not to call them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do intend to call them, and what I was going to do this coming week to start posting some of the links that you have on YouTube so the public can see that it is atrocious, it's horrendous. And also, Mark, just for so the listeners will know that you and I are level-headed dudes out here. You are a concert pianist, or give us a little bit of background. You're not really involved in the world of environmentalism and activism.
Well,
originally.
That's correct. I mean, I used to teach music at Kamehameha schools.
Mm-hmm.
That was back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't ask to tell how old you were.
I'm old. No, my background is music. I'm a conductor. I'm a pianist and organist. My specialty is Bach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, choral and orchestral conducting, that's my background. And
But the DLNR and Nelha, they're dancing to a different drummer. So you see,
I can't comment on what makes them. I don't know what they're doing. That's why I'm contacting you,
well,
because
they're doing
there's
nothing.
Not been any action.
They're doing nothing, and as I say, while you're the conductor, they're driving and beating to a different drummer, dancing, because Isla should be concerned. Sam Limo should be concerned. There should have been, and I notice in some of the emails you've shared that they have talked about going out and contracting and hiring someone to lift this, and you're offering to help, and they're saying, no, you step back, and we're going to do this, and yet it's not being done.
That's correct. And see, that was, you know, we got the two pipes out, but I said, you know, you got to move that debris. And since then, of course, we've had a couple, you know, several big swells come in.
Mm-hmm.
And this debris, it's hard to describe it. I took a video of quite a bit of it,
mm-hmm.
and put it up on YouTube. So there's
mm-hmm.
like 18 1-minute videos because I'm doing it all free diving.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it ranges from like 20 feet to 80 foot depth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just went out and made, dropping down and taking videos of as much as I can. So if someone wants to see what I'm talking about, you just type my name, Mark Barville,
mm-hmm.
into YouTube.
Yeah,
and then there's an index of all these 18 photos.
B-A-R-V-I-L-L-E, right?
Yeah, like
Mark.
A village of bars, you know?
Right.
And if you just type that into YouTube, then you can look at it for yourself. I mean, you mm-hmm. can see the... Now, by now, what's happened is all the crushed corals have all... amassed like under boulders, in between boulders, in depressions in the rock. They're not out there in the open anymore. They're not whole corals.
Mm-hmm.
They've rolled about. You know, the subsequent swells has caused all that all these corals that were once. I'm thinking there's got to be about 20,000 corals.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, someone can look at the video and count. You know, you can count it yourself. But you know, this stuff is all busted up now. It's all kind of just all broken up and all gathered into piles between boulders and everything. And what you're left with is, you know, some of the corals that somehow or another survived the bashing of these pipes. But what's going on right now is there's still all of that debris that is still causing really bad ongoing damage, and I show that in the videos. I mean, you mm-hmm. can just go to like number 12,
mm-hmm.
and you can see an example of a four inch by 8 foot long pipe with a great big steel band that's broken.
Mm-hmm.
And I assumed it must have broke when the pipe rolled over, right? That's just rolling around, and then you can see the pile of, you know, hundreds of corals in between the boulder that are all broken apart. You can't reattach
right.
these corals now.
Hold on, Mark, for 1 second.
Yeah.
I got a call. Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question?
Yeah, I have been listening to your guest. Now, isn't it the process of evolution that all these broken pieces of coral get pulverized and eventually end up as sand on the beach in the process of evolution. I'll hang up and listen to your guests. Thank you.
Okay, Ed, thank you. The process of evolution, if you're a believer in evolution, yes, it is part of the evolution, but you can also introduce an action that speeds up evolution. So if something evolves in time and with the surrounding elements, and it gets a chance to adopt. But when you bring in a company to suck cold water and you put a pump in and it rolls around, you've change the rate of evolution or revolution or whatever. But anyway, yes, it happens that way, but the destruction that is occurring, not just the pipes, Mark, as I was looking at some of the video, I'm thinking just the plucking from the loose coral now being tossed around with the waves, not necessarily the pipes, and creating a greater silt and then suffocating or covering and creating turbidity. Now you get little sunlight, or it diminishes the quality of sunlight and what have you. So, yeah, it is bad. And I'm going to be pursuing the DLNR. NELHA has been a thorn in the side for many issues because the problem is the way they're structured. They're a quasi-government agency. And I've always warned people about this. When a company or an individual wants to propose something, get inside of government with friends that are willing to do and get a political appointee who works on your behalf. You sell the idea, then you say, oh, but by the way, let's protect ourselves and exempt ourselves from certain laws that others would have to by creating an authority. So we will enjoy the protection of a government agency, enjoy the luxury of having legal counsel from the government, and then, in turn, we get to do what we want to do and then proclaim when asked, that's proprietary or that's business, and we have to be careful and be concerned with not disclosing our secrets or our developments. You follow? And that's where we are with this NELHA situation at Cale Holy Point right now.
So, Carol, I just don't know enough myself to be in a position to point fingers. All I can say is, as a human being,
right,
who goes diving a lot, and I dive a lot of areas, it's really, it's hurt, and it's difficult to describe that hurt, but it's I guess because I love beauty, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love beauty, and in fact, if you go to the YouTube site, you can see, well, I'm not a great videographer or photographer, but I have incredible experiences out at Cale Holy Point. I mean, it's a wonderful area, and I love beauty, but the destruction to all this coral is, it's sad. And to answer Ed's question, I think in the big view of things, like when you take the huge view of the universe, maybe look, hundreds of years from now or thousands of years, I don't think this will be that big of a deal. In a thousand, mm-hmm. or maybe even a few hundred years. But right now, for this moment, and for my children who want, like to go diving with me, they are missing out on the beauty of these 20,000 corals that were once covering all of the substrate.
Or will eventually, as Ed mentioned, evolution will eventually impact the ecosystem there and cause a chain reaction. And therefore, while there will be kids that will never go diving, they will experience it somewhere down the line, either in seeing certain species disappear from that area and on and on and
well,
on.
Well, so. I don't know if that's going to happen. What I can say is the area in general is very healthy. Corals grow very rapidly there. Yeah. I mean, corals will grow back.
Well, we know that, but the point is, we're going to start discussing growth and the beauty of coral. Your focus is on getting the pipes out. So if coral grow 10 feet a minute, it won't matter if the pipes are still there. So that's...
I am baffled at... Well, first of all, I presented this information to DLNR back on August 15th. And and everything's documented quite heavily. And they had the opportunity to move those pipes out before there was damage, the broken
mm-hmm.
pipes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's still a lot of abandoned pipes, but I'm not addressing those. They're not currently doing any damage, and they provide a lot of space for corals. But eventually, those abandoned pipes are going to break apart.
Right.
But what I'm addressing right now is this one single 18-inch pipe that broke apart a month after I, you know, informed DLNR of it. And and what I just think it's a real shame that they just, you know, couldn't just come right on in and remove those broken pipes. Yeah. I don't know all the background information. I can't speak on that. All I can say is that is what I observe, and that there was some pipes. A month later, you know, they were seriously broken, and I did everything I could to communicate that to government officials and to others.
We're coming down to the close of the hour, Mark, so get back with me. I've been getting the emails from you and just sitting, trying to put it together so we can talk.
It'd be nice, you know, at the very least, if they could just get in there and move that metal debris, it would be very easy. It would take two people about 3 hours to move it out.
But anyway, next week, send me, and we'll put a few links to your YouTubes up there, but it's something that won't go away overnight. And we will. So I'll talk to you later next week. We'll coordinate and talk about greater depth about it, and hopefully by then I'll be able to get Sam Limo or someone on the phone or to come in and share with us. So anyway, we're down to no more.
Got it.
No more
hey, times. Thanks a million, Carol. And
keep
I just hope we can get this cleaned up and maybe you know, be careful for the future so that we can protect these beautiful coral reefs.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey, and on the free dive, you should start charging.
I'm sorry?
You say you free dive. You say we should start charging. Don't do it for free.
That was funny, Carol.
Gotta keep a little humor about it,
right? I know.
Okay, brother.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Stay tuned for the second half of the Carol Cox Show right after the news on KWAI Honolulu, K108.
To walk with all by myself, no one to talk with. I'm happy on the shelf, ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner, sitting in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, why don't you believe? I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home at 8, me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Misbehaving. misbehaving. Saving all my love for you.
It's time for the Carol Cox Show on K108, heard every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you have questions for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080.
Okay, welcome back to the Carol Cox Show, and as I had promised, Dr. Patricia Bragg would be joining me, and that, as some of you know, that are concerned with health and long life and all. She is the CEO, owner, and of Bragg's Amino Acids and all. But good morning, Patricia, and how are you?
Oh, good morning, Carol. I'm healthy and fit.
All righty. Well, how do you get healthy and fit? And I'm sure there's listeners want to know.
The Bragg Healthy Lifestyle. My father, Paul Bragg, was the originator of health food stores and founder of the American Health Movement. And the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle is this. You are what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe, what you think, what you say, and what you do. What you eat and drink today walks and talks tomorrow. Food is fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And, listen to this. You are what you eat, drink, and next is breathe. We're breathing machines, oxygen, the invisible staff of life. And a lot of Americans are shallow breathers.
Mm-hmm.
I have champion, Olympic champions. I have singers like Katy Perry, the Beach Boys. I have Carrie Underwood, Madonna. And they breathe deep to get that voice out.
Mm-hmm.
So you are what you eat, drink, breathe, and next is think. Woohoo! I've got a computer up in my head. And that's my brain. You are what you think. Garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
Oh, you want to have a healthy, positive thought. Nothing
mm-hmm.
negative. Oh, no. In every way and every day, I'm getting healthier and healthier and stronger and stronger. And you tell yourself that.
Mm-hmm.
You are what you eat, drink, breathe, think. And next is say. Words are living. Living. You can ruin a marriage. You can ruin your job. You can have a fight with your boss, and he can fire you.
Right.
Birds are living. Mm-hmm. Put it to the test before you speak. Is it good? Is it kind? Is it necessary?
Mm-hmm.
Make words wonderful, peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And next is what you do, Carol. You have 640 muscles. You either use them or lose them.
Right.
Oh, my dear, God gave you a spine.
Mm-hmm.
Tall, walk tall, and you are tall.
Right. Now,
I
see.
It's very important to exercise, and that's why we give the Bragg exercise. It's down at Fort Jerusalem, 41 years. My father, Paul Bragg, started those at Fort Jerusalem Lawn, and it's all free. What do you think of that? 6 days a week, 9 to 10:30, all free, right next to the War Museum.
I love the little mantra here. You have. Five things are free in Waikiki: the sun, the sand, water, air, and Bragg exercise class.
That's right. That's right. And that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We had people from all walks of life. I was there yesterday morning. Oh, my golly. We had 85 wonderful people all exercising from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
They even come from Russia, South America, Canada,
mm-hmm.
And right now, I'm right over in Kailua,
mm-hmm.
and we are sponsors of the, that's the word that goes down. I'm over here in Kailua at the farmer's market, and I'm speaking here today at 11 o'clock. It's the Kailua Elementary School, their parking lot.
Okay, at 11 o'clock, and how long will that last?
And I'm gonna speak from 11 so probably 11:45.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight I'm going to be on with Dr. Shatani.
Oh, you are?
At 8:15.
Boy, KWAI.
At 1080.
Right, the same station. 1080 a.m.
And Carol, I am a health crusader. Mm-hmm. I love it, live it, and preach it. Health.
And you look rather vibrant, and your little brochure you gave me says that 5 feet tall and rarely without a pink hat on her head.
You're right. Well, now, let me tell you all of this. Remember Hawaii 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my golly. Jack Lord, God bless him. You know, he made Hawaii famous.
Mm-hmm.
He really did. And he and Tom Selleck, they mm-hmm. were both wonderful with their... And Don Ho, Tiny Bubbles, remember the show he had years ago? Well, you know, those shows helped Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
By dance, now listen to this. My father went to the Olympics in 1920, and there he met Duke Kahanamoku. And my father was the original triathlete, swim, bike, run. He was a champion, all three, but he had never seen anybody swim like Duke Kahanamoku.
Mm-hmm.
He swam faster than anyone he'd ever seen. And my dad, every moment that the dad had, he would be watching the Duke swim. Mm-hmm. And finally, Duke noticed my father watching him day after day. And he said, brother, he said, oh, I want to know you. Brother, where are you from? And dad and the Duke became brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, brother, you come to Hawaii, my sister's wedding. And dad, in 1920, after the Olympics, came to Hawaii. And that was the beginning of my father, Paul Bragg, loving Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that? And my father was the one that had Henry Kaiser come to Hawaii. He told him when Henry had his new bride after his first wife had passed on. Mm-hmm. And dad was nutritionist, Henry Geiser. And dad was really surprised because he hadn't heard that his wife did pass on. But then Henry called dad in Hawaii, I remember just like yesterday. And he said, Paul, I'm getting married. He said, wait, what about your wife?
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, she passed on. Well, who are you marrying, Henry? Oh, I'm marrying her nurse. She loves me. And he said, oh, Henry, have you talked to your attorney? He said, oh, yes, it's all arranged. Everything's fine. I got to go ahead. And dad says, well, if you come to Hawaii, Henry, you'll get 20 years younger. 20 mm-hmm. years younger. So he called back 2 days later. Paul, I'm married. She wants me 20 years younger. She wants us to come tomorrow. And can you get me a place to stay?
Let me, I think I have a
place to stay.
Have a caller here for you, I think. Well, they disappeared. So anyway, one of the things, if you could, you know, about your product, for example, the amino acids and also the apple cider vinegar. Now,
I'll talk about that, too.
I know that.
I could finish the story 1 minute about Henry Kaiser.
Hold on.
Henry Kaiser came the next day with his raw.
Me again.
And the rest is history.
Mm-hmm. Me again. I didn't know you wanted to put me on the air.
Anyway, the caller, if you wanted to participate, you're causing a distraction. Go ahead, Patricia. I was trying to entertain
caller. That's okay. Well, anyway, so Henry came to Hawaii. He fell in love with Hawaii. And Dad had him stay at the Hawaiian Village. Fritz Burns owned the Hawaiian Village. He was a young Bragg follower. And he'd met Dad in Glendale, California when he was in high school. And Dad always talked about Hawaii. And so Fritz made his way after he got his degree in college and everything to come to Hawaii. He bought the Hawaiian Village, and Henry Kaiser had Fritz Fern's cottage right on the beach at Waikiki. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
He became part owner of the Hawaiian Village. Big sign: Fritz Fern, Henry Kaiser, Hawaiian Village.
Mm.
And he stayed there for 4 months. Then Dad took him out to Hawaii Kai, bought the whole finger of land there. And he loved it. And then he bought the Campbell Industrial Park. He built it. Dad mm-hmm. introduced him to Kaimakiwa Campbell, who owned that land. And then my godfather was Dell Webb, who built all the Army, Navy, Marine bases and Hilton Hotel in mm-hmm. Hawaii. Dad introduced Kaimakiwa Campbell to Dell Webb. And Dell Webb took the Kamakiwa Campbell's property and built the Kulima. Mm-hmm. He became the Turtle Bay Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Well, yeah, I did some reading, and I see a lot of involvement with your father and even you.
I haven't finished.
Yeah, I know there's a long story there.
And Dad got the loan from the Dillingham. Mr. Dillingham called my father a boy. He said, "Paul, I want to build the world's largest shopping center on my land on Alamoana." He said, "But no one will loan me any money. Can you help me? I hear you're a miracle man." Dad says, "Wait, show it to me." So he came by our Elakai. Dad brought the Elakai on the drawing board to Kinoho. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that? Mm-hmm. And we had the penthouse at the Rosalie for many years, and that was the first high-rise in Waikiki. The Rosalie Stevenson was the one that sang with Alfred Apaka the wedding song and all. Oh, she was wonderful. Rosalie mm-hmm. Stevenson, beautiful Hawaiian gal.
Now, in your crusades, you got 30 world crusades. Where have you been in doing?
I've been all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
You name it, I've been there. I feel I'm a citizen of the world. My father taught me to love all colors, all religions, all people.
Mm-hmm.
I am a citizen of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in wars and killing and greed and meanness. I believe we have to have massive cleanup of our governments, our businesses, and I think we need to get rid of crooks, criminals. Seriously.
Do you have any suggestions on how we do that and start with government? Can you help us?
Well, I believe there's a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
I feel. Just wait. I want to do these shows there. Now, I'm going to change the subject in a minute. I'm here at the Kailua, believe it or not, the first day, the opening of the Kailua Farmers Market. And it's right at the elementary school in their parking lot. We have 55 booths here. 55 booths.
Okay. And that's out at Kailua High School, elementary school.
Yes.
Okay. So, anyway, tell me now.
Where's the long thing round up?
You're over the air, Patricia, there.
No, but the thing I thought. I have fun. All right, go ahead now. Well,
you got some.
30 world trips. Our Miracle of Fasting book, this book that took 200 pounds off of Dick Gregory, the black activist. He was mm-hmm. a Hollywood comedian. And he said, I hated everybody, even myself. He said, I smoked 3 packs of cigarettes and 2 fifths of whiskey, and I did every drug. I sucked it, I popped it, I shot it. And guess what? That Miracle Fasting book led me to the Lord. And he said, I stopped white sugar, white bread, woohoo!
Mm-hmm.
No more drugs, no more alcohol, no more swearing.
Well,
he said, it changed my life. Miracle of Fasting. It's the number one book in Russia now for 45 years.
And this is I have it in hand here, Miracle Health Systems, right? One of the books. Miracle of Fasting.
And by the way, Carol, all our books are reasonable. My father wanted nothing expensive. And you can get all 10 of our books. We have one on the feet. I was nutritionist to Dr. Scholl, the foot doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a corn, an acre of pain in my feet. He said I had the healthiest feet that he's ever seen. And if any of you want to come down to the Kailua Farmer's Market, I'm here right now and you can see my feet. Not an acre of pain.
Well, and
are you here to hear me?
Yeah. Let me ask you one thing regarding, we have a...
Oh, how wonderful.
It's Jody, and I see the Aquarius.
Woo! I'm going to speak at 11. I'm doing a radio show right now. All right. Well, listen, some other people are starting to come in, but I would love to, anybody that's in the area.
Yeah.
Or you can hop over to hear me.
Right.
I'm going to show them my bus exercise.
So with your, Patricia?
Yes. Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, it's such a grand distraction here when we could either focus on one or the other. I can't. You're drifting off, and then it comes back. You there?
I'm listening.
Okay, yeah. I, as much as I'd love to hear what they all have to say, I don't want to sit here and
one more.
Compete
okay.
with that.
Well, now go ahead and ask me questions, Gerald.
Yeah, okay. The fluoride, you know, there's a proposal of bringing...
Oh, my dear, I'm dead against fluoride. It's the toxin, the poison. Even Russia kicked it out. Nations all over the world. America tried to push it down the throats of nations all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's toxic. It's dumbing our American children. And guess what they're trying to do in Hawaii? They're trying to put a bill through right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going down Tuesday to the Capitol before I leave to speak at conventions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving Thursday morning, and I'll be speaking at the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach, California, with Dr. Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote the book, Genetic Roulette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did the book with Dr. Oz's wife.
Mm-hmm.
He did a video. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, it's fabulous. After you see that video, you will never, never want to have anything to do with fluoride toothpaste, fluoride water, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me. And mm-hmm. so we can't allow fluoride.
Can you give us a little
water.
Give us a little preview of what your discussion tonight will be with Dr. Shintani at 8 o'clock here on KWAI?
Yes. I'm going to tell people with their own knife and fork and their spoon, they either bring their body health or sickness. It's
mm-hmm.
simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Food and drink is fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to you what you do. And so all of you out there, you have 640 muscles. You either use them or lose them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an acre of pain. I'm as limber as can be. And
now,
I believe in earning my food. I fast every Monday in the first 3 days of every month.
Now, everywhere I read, it says that you're 29 years old. Now, is that any truth? Or what? How old are you? Because you sound so vibrant and you look so vibrant, and I was looking at one
of
the pictures.
Well, my dear, see, believe me. I don't believe in calendar years. I feel ageless.
Uh-huh.
I do. I can outrun, outwork, outthink 18-year-olds.
And
20-year-olds.
People think you may be bragging, but I've watched you, and you are very, very active. And when I saw you,
you know, and I'm going to say, I never worn a bra today. I have my little chemise on with no bra. And I'm going to show the ladies my bra. My bust exercises.
Mm-hmm.
And my father taught me to do these. I started at 14. It takes maybe 2 minutes each time. And I do that about three times a day. And the woman doctor I go to about every other year for a physical, she said, Patricia, you're the only woman that I know over 50 that, unless they've had a boob job, that their bust don't poof, go down.
Mm-hmm.
And mine are right up there.
Okay.
And why? Because I exercise my girl.
Yeah. So every morning you have a routine of, how long is your exercise routine?
Well, the exercises at the Bragg Free Exercise Class, of course, at Brucey Lawn, is from 9 to roughly about 9 to 10:30. We
mm-hmm.
have stand-up exercises, including
mm-hmm.
stretching, deep breathing. Oh, we exercise the waist, the chest. See, most people, as they get older, get stiff back, stiff shoulders, get hunched over.
Mm-hmm.
We do shoulder rolls. Oh, we have more fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you know there's more marriages out of that class.
When really?
That read Bragg books. I always put a page in the Bragg books, and we sell millions of our books.
Mm-hmm. You know, now, if people want to see this, learn more about the exercise at BraggHawaiiExercise.com.
Okay, well, tell them right there, BraggHawaiiExercise.com.
Mm-hmm. And they can access that. And
yes.
And also get to you by email to that same one.
Well, no. I tell you what, our mailing address is Box 7, Santa Barbara, California.
Okay.
Box 7. Stan, 7 days of the week, Box 7, mm-hmm. Santa Barbara, California, 93102.
Man,
93102.
Something is working. You're rattling off numbers and addresses and events.
Oh, my dear, my brain is my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I keep it active. I average a book a day.
Mm-hmm.
I average a book a day. I'm a fast reader,
mm-hmm.
very fast reader. The man that taught fast readings that I outdid him.
Mm-hmm.
And I read fast. I type 120 words a minute. And I taught myself how to type.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know...
And so I've been writing since I was 5 years old.
Mm.
And I started playing piano concerts at 7.
Mm.
I practiced the piano 3 hours a day. And it was joy. I did it because I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started the organ at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And my organ teacher had an accident. She couldn't play at church. And of all her students, she chose me to take over playing at church for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, I could play for everything.
Mm-hmm.
The first day was the hardest until I learned you had to get in the swing of when they sang the song.
Right.
I got in the swing of it, and after the first day, it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I didn't want to play at a funeral.
Let me ask you this. With the apple cider, the Bragg apple cider vinegar, how do you use that, you personally? Can you share with us your little private?
I have 3 drinks today,
mm-hmm.
and oh my gosh, Hippocrates, the father of medicine, used it in 400 BC. That means 400 years before Christ. Just
mm-hmm.
think of that.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he use it? Oh, because it cleanses, detoxes, and heals. And this is what Hippocrates used.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the father of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
even back at Mayo, they found that vinegar, what does it do? It does, in the operating room, it does better killing the germs
mm-hmm.
in the operating room than some of the chemicals that they were selling.
And you're using it 3 times a day, and how are you mixing it, or just straight?
Well, now,
or?
Let me tell you.
Yeah, share that with us if you
would. I put 5 feet tall, eyes of blue, slim and trim and active. Here I am, 2 teaspoons of the Bragg Organic, unfiltered, with the mother, organic apple cider vinegar, 2 teaspoons of it. And every 8 ounces of purified water with no fluoride, no chloride, all natural.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to this. If you want, if you're diabetic, you can use a little stevia. Otherwise, I like raw organic honey. Or you can put, if you want, some people like a little maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And some people like blackstrap molasses. So you can play with it. You can try what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, I do like it made into a drink, and I call it my health cocktail. And I have that 3 times a day. I have it upon awakening. And a lot of people are lazy. So what I do now, I make the drink. It's sold at Down to Earth,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the stores, Whole Foods, etc. And you can buy the drinks in 4 flavors. And those of you who want it with the stevia that the diabetic can have, it's apple cider vinegar and stevia. I have one with apple cider vinegar and honey. And
mm-hmm.
I have one with a key. I have one with grape.
Mm.
And it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
They're all delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? We have George Clooney. George Clooney was on the Anderson Show about 4 months ago after he got the award for The Descendants.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as Anderson came into his house, he said, "Wait, I want to take you into my kitchen." And so they walked in the kitchen. He opened the refrigerator door, and there was a big bottle of Bragg apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I'm on a cleansing regime,"
mm-hmm.
George Clooney. And we have Alec Baldwin. He takes our drink to the gym. And, I have Steven Spielberg, I have Carrie Underwood, Katy Perry, the Beach Boys. I have people all walked fly.
But also, there's a great many out there that needs to watch their health. And I, for example, your Bragg liquid aminos, that's a common sailor. Now, walk me through that.
They're the building blocks of the body. Mm-hmm. Every one of your, I have 70 trillion cells. Yeah, I'm a miniature. And you probably, I don't know how tall you are and how big you are, maybe you have 90 trillion cells. And they all need amino acids.
Mm-hmm.
And now, my father, we've been in business over 100 years now, and he found that the soybean in Asia, oh my golly, the Bragg amino acids is made from certified non-GMO soybeans.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have it available in a 10-ounce glass. We have it in a little spray bottle that you can take to restaurants when you're camping or wherever you go to your work. Two sprays and a cup of hot water makes a delicious coffee substitute or a cup of hot broth on your break in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
No, Steven Spielberg even orders the Bragg aminos when he's doing his movies so they can all use it at their breaks.
Well, yeah, and you can find that in health food stores
everywhere.
It's
across America.
Bragg liquid aminos. And while I have you here, I know this is your favorite topic, GMOs. Let it go.
I'm dead against them. Dead against them.
Why?
They're toxic. They're killers. Mm-hmm. It's a proven fact that more cancer has gone up since we used GMOs. It's very, very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Very dangerous. Jeffrey Smith wrote the book on genetic roulette, and that's what it is, roulette.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing with death. The seeds are met to be natural and organic and not mixed with rats and things like that. Very toxic, very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And they use a lot of the things that they're doing with all the seeds and everything right here in Hawaii. Right here in Hawaii. And this has to be stopped.
Why do you think it's such a struggle to just simply get them to label? You have any opinion on that?
Well, my dear, because we see GMOs are hidden in a lot of popular foods.
Mm-hmm.
And this would hit the pocketbook of big business, business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our right to know what we are buying and what we're eating.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any campaign that you're actively involved in?
Oh, I'm very active with Jeffrey Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be lecturing at the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach with Dr. Jeffrey Smith, and he wrote the book Genetic Roulette.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it on that newsletter, I believe I gave you.
Oh, yeah.
Read his website.
Right. I went there, and it's an eye-opener.
Well, would you read it for the listening audience right now?
I don't have it right in front of me, the one brochure that...
I think it's the... GeneticRoulette.com.
I misplaced. But anyway, I will put it up there later on and talk about
again. Please do. And you know, I wanted to call you. You have my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
If you could call me later this afternoon, I'd appreciate that.
I will be giving your call.
You were doing this handsomely for me, and I didn't get it.
Yeah. I will definitely send you other documents
and
things.
That's okay.
Is there anything?
Now, Carol, I appreciate what you're doing because you're good investigator into what's going on in Hawaii and the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's very important that we have our food properly labeled and that if they're GMOs, we need to know.
Right. And I hope.
I'm at this beautiful farmer's market right now. Oh, we have 55 booths here.
What do you got there? What kind of...
The opening day.
What kind of veggies you got there?
We have all kinds. Pineapple, papaya, oranges, lemons, limes, all the different eggplants.
And who's sponsoring this?
The onions.
Who's...
The Farmers, maybe I can have you say hello to her.
Mm-hmm. But,
hi, dear. Oh, nice to see you. Oh, well, and here, right here, is the Kailua Town Farmers Market. It's going to be every Sunday from 9 to 1.
9 to 1, okay, at Kailua.
Kailua Elementary School parking lot.
Okay.
Oh, you should see this. Carrots, red onions. Oh, every kind of red onions, yellow onions, white onions, all kinds of lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful.
And
a lot
of
excitement.
Are you making a salad with that Briggs liquid amino?
Yeah, everybody. Isn't it wonderful here? Oh, and avocados, all different kinds of cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, red cabbage, green cabbage. Oh, you know, Stanford University did a study that this man gave him $1 million to get rid of his stomach ulcers.
Mm-hmm.
He got rid of his stomach ulcers. Cabbage juice.
Mm.
Cabbage juice.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening?
Oh, I'm here. I'm...
Cabbage juice. What do you think of that? Well, Dad started seltzer stores, and then he went all over the world and said to people there was no health food store. He said, who wants to open the first health food store right now in Phoenix? It'll be the first one in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but you got to have a little retail operation. I'll put the Bragg Health Foods in there. We have 355 health foods. We have the first 7-grain cereals, first 7-grain crackers.
Mm-hmm.
We have the first vitamins. We have the first herbal tea.
And all of this is...
candy, first health cosmetics.
This
he
is,
had started them and then got other people to start doing them. He put out the first wheat germ and then got Vibin, Ezra Levin, to start in the business. And he wrote my father after being in business 50 years. He said, dear Paul Bragg, thank you for getting me in the wheat germ business when I was in my 20s. And I just sold my business for $40 million.
You know, Dr. DeMartini speaks highly of you, John DeMartini.
John DeMartini was a school dropout. He was over on the North Shore.
Mm-hmm.
North Shore. And he dropped out of school and he came over to Hawaii to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, listen, if anybody, he went to churches, to clubs.
Mm-hmm.
The school, McKinley High, all the schools and all the islands.
Mm-hmm.
Any place where he could go to crusade, and I do the same. I go even prisons.
Yeah, and you
and,
know...
And John D. Martini was with a bunch of the servers, and the boys said, hey, the health man, Paul Bragg's going to talk to us. Come, come. And they all sat around there at Surfer's Beach. And that day, John, the light went on. He said, after the lecture, he said, can I talk with you, Professor Bragg? He said, sure, son, come. And so they sat and talked for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
And today, John DeMartini, he was just here. I had lunch with him at the Moana. And he said, you know, I wouldn't be doing what I am today, and I probably wouldn't even be alive.
Mm-hmm.
If it hadn't been for your father, Paul Bragg.
Well, and I have been in his presence, and he's actually told that story. And I offer that because a lot of time people say, she tosses names out. And I can assure you what I've heard firsthand with John DeMartini. And in fact,
he's amazing.
He's on goes to sometimes appear on the Pathways of Paradise with Tina Quizon on Olelo.
I know.
And
we have John Gray.
Mm-hmm.
We have people. Jack LaLanne was a puny, sickly little boy, 15 years old, so we had to have a back brace.
Mm-hmm.
But then he became Mr. Health and Fitness on TV 36 years, exercising millions of women 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
5 days a week. And I just had dinner with his son, and daughter-in-law in Kona.
Mm-hmm.
John, J-O-N, John LaLanne.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. I tell you, it's so wonderful. A young man came to work for my father. His name was Benjamin Hauser, and he changed his name to Gaylord Hauser.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked for Dad and got his start. And then we had, one after another I could tell you about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting. The young family that Dad started in business, and mm-hmm. it was Eisenhower.
Right.
They had a health store in every major city of Arizona, every shopping center, and they started a little, their dad put the Bragg Foods in their location in Phoenix, and a feed store.
Mm-hmm.
They had feed for rabbits, horses, chickens. And Dad said, as long as people can get in, ladies and gentlemen, we will have a health food store tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, I'll put it on the blackboard. And
mm-hmm.
people swarmed on the Eisenhower's new health store in their feed store. And
mm-hmm.
guess what they did?
Mm.
They bought everything off the shelf.
Wow.
Yes.
Well,
and this happened all over. He started GNC in business. They were a little Armenian family in Pittsburgh. Yeah, who wants to open the first health food store in all Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a little retail operation. I'll put the foods in tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll put it on the blackboard tomorrow night. And they had a Laksu yogurt shop
mm-hmm.
in Armenia.
Now, you have an organic garden in Santa Barbara where you live.
I have 120 acres certified all organic.
Is that right?
I love growing organic. Don't panic. Go organic. Not GMOs and all the pesticides and the killers. And listen, I want everybody to have a home garden. My father, when he came here in 1920, he said Hawaii could be completely self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
They could grow everything they possibly can themselves. We have beautiful soil. We have water from the heavens. And guess what? They didn't follow his advice.
Right.
They didn't follow. But it's not too late. But we don't want GMOs. And unfortunately, they got a foothold in here because they have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear Kamehameha School is working with them.
Now, you, way back, did you think we'd be arriving at this point, the conditions we are discussing, GMOs and not labeling food and hydrated oils? Did you think anything of this way back?
No, not at all. I did. I knew the first time that I heard about GMOs was 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it by a man that worked for the company.
Mm-hmm.
And he broke away from them. He said it's so deadly. And I heard that lecture over in Maui
mm-hmm.
20 years ago. And that was enough to scare me. And mm-hmm. so you've got to go see Jeffrey Smith. Look, all of you, look him up, Jeffrey Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And Russian roulette. Pardon me, I mean genetic roulette, but it is Russian roulette.
Now, what I want to do here is that there's 10 Bragg self-help health books that I want to, that, because I believe it or not, I have friends and myself, I use the amino acids, liquid aminos and the apple cider vinegar. But I'm learning lots and lots of people believe it. And so here, 10 Bragg self-help book, Bragg Healthy Lifestyle, Bragg Miracle Fasting, Water, The Shocking Truth, Build Strong Healthy Feet, Build Powerful Nerve Force, Miracles of Apple Cider Vinegar, Bragg Healthy Heart at Any Age.
Yeah, well, your heart's your major topic.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, every second of your life, feel your nose right now. It should be nice and warm.
And
feel your ears, they should be warm. Your feet, your hands, your
mm-hmm.
heart is pumping, your river of life, your blood
mm-hmm.
to all these areas. Your heart is so important,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we have the book on Healthy Heart.
And
they can buy all 10 books for $89, and we pay the postage.
And they can go to
$89, they can make it out to a Bragg or Health Science.
Mm-hmm.
Health Science is our book publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Box 7, Santa Barbara, California, 9 Street 102.
Okay.
93102. $89, mm-hmm. and we pay the postage. And they're autographed. I've autographed my dear. I almost wore my hand out autographing all these books. But the people love to get an autographed book.
Well, you know, when I get writer's cramp, you know what I do?
What?
I spray liquid amino. No, I'm just kidding you. I thought.
Oh no! Well, no. What you can do is you can tennis ball.
I offered that because I read somewhere you were in the book. It talks about various uses of it, like for example, cataract and things that eye wash and what have you. And I thought,
well, apple cider vinegar, yes. My gardener was in his 70s, and he said, "Patricia, I'm going to have a cataract operation." I said, "Would you give me a little try first with our apple cider vinegar?"
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Really?" And I said, "Yes, give me a month. Mm-hmm. Give me a month." You know, vinegar takes the sludge off of windows. It takes the sludge out of the toilet. You can put it through your garbage disposal. But I use, when I'm cleaning like that, I use white vinegar for household use.
Mm-hmm.
Kill germs. If you have mold, you can wipe down your walls. But now listen to this. But anything for the body use, external, internal, use the Bragg Organic Apple Cider Vinegar with the mother. Mm-hmm. And people say, what's the mother? It's the miracle enzyme that the apple cider vinegar creates.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you see a little cloudiness at the bottom, shake it up and it'll go all through the vinegar.
And that's the
mother working for you night and day.
That's the mother, huh?
That's the mother. Okay. Mother of vinegar.
So we shouldn't worry about
that. In the old days, all the vinegars had it. Hippocrates had it. Throughout Europe, they all had it.
Mm.
And in fact, the Black Death, the only ones that didn't die in this one village, no one died because the little lady made up a vinegar drink, and they all drank it. And I have that in my vinegar book that you can get. A lot of health food stores, Down to Earth, have some vinegar books. I think Whole Foods. And there's another wonderful health food store over here that has some Bragg books. But they can go online, Bragg.com.
Hold on one second. .com,
and I'll get all 10 books in my vegetarian cookbook.
Yeah, hold
now,
on.
Listen, the cows, the beef, they're mass fed, mass drug. Now, do I want to eat a sick cow or sick beef? No, I don't.
I want to let one of the callers ask you a question, maybe. Okay, you got a moment?
Yeah.
Good morning, caller. You have a comment, a question for Dr. Bragg?
Yes. I was wondering what she would suggest for ringing in the ears and hearing problems, nerve problems of hearing in the ears.
All right. Well, now listen, that's very interesting. You could have your ears, in the first place, you could have your ears checked. And then, let me tell you that you, believe it or not, I put in my cat and my dog a little drop of Bragg apple cider vinegar to kill the mites, and they get in their ears, and I swab it around, and babies that have, getting a little earache, which they do, and swimmer's ear, the apple cider vinegar, just put it on a swabby and swish it around. Now, also, you do coning. Have you ever heard of coning the ears?
I've heard of the...
ear waxing.
Yeah.
It's a cone with wax on it. Well, what they do, and they do it over here. What town are you in?
Honolulu.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure you can find someone that does that, a naturopath or homeopath. Call your health store up now. And now a friend of mine, her father could hardly hear. And it really was bad in his right, worse in his right ear. My dear, they took out a dead bee. And now the thing is, it got crystallized in earwax. And so, see, we do need some earwax. But not too much earwax. You see, it's just like you have your eyelashes for a reason. They keep the bugs and everything out. And you have little hairs in your nose, you know. And see, they're kind of their shields, so you don't breathe in a lot of debris. So the body is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
You are a miracle. And I suggest you check that out. And then you have you had an hearing test?
Yes, I have. The inner ear is where the problems are with the hairs and the nerve transmission. So what would be good for getting your nerves better?
Well, I tell you what, my father and I wrote a book called Build Powerful Air Force. I suggest you read that, Building Powerful Air Force. We are comprised of nerves. Our nerve power motivates us. It motivates everything you do, from your eyes to your digestion to your muscles. Your nerve force is so important. And most people are getting exhausted because they're beating up their nerves with coffee, with alcohol, with drugs, you see. And but now, did you, by the way, I haven't stopped exercising. I'm here at the Kailua Elementary School in the parking lot, and I haven't stopped exercising. What do you think since I started the show, Carol? Now, what I would like is it your hearing? They check my ear. Is it worse in your left or your right ear?
I have problems with both ears.
Both ears. Well, then it's probably that probably could be a nerve problem. Now, I had, I've helped a lot of people that had to have a little minor ear operation with the House Institute in Pasadena. The House Institute in Pasadena does very simple, ear surgery. And I suggest that it continues and it doesn't improve after you read our book, Air Force. I suggest you go here.
Well, thank you.
House, H-O-U-S, Dr. House, Dr. House and his son. They both talk.
Well, caller, thank you.
If she could repeat the name of the book, I really couldn't hear what she said.
It's Build Powerful Nerve Force. Our nerves control our bodies.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, caller. Well, Patricia, we're coming down to the last few minutes. You have anything in closing you'd like to share?
I would just like to say they can go to YouTube.com, and hear YouTube.com, Patricia Bragg, and hear me lecture.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me lecture. I have a lot of lectures, a lot of TV shows that I do. I've been with Jeannie Douglas here in Hawaii. I did about 4 shows for her, and some of those are on YouTube.com.
Jeannie Douglas?
Go to YouTube.com and they'll see the Jeannie Show. Okay. G-E-N-I-E, Jeannie Show.
Okay, G-E-N-I-E, Jeannie Show. Okay. All right. And then
I'll be on Dr. Shetani, Dr. Cherry Shetani. He's a professor at the UH Medical School. Mm-hmm. He wrote the book, Hawaiian Diet. And believe me, he's a Harvard grad. And also, he has his law degree. He's an attorney.
And he's a good man.
He's a wonderful, dedicated doctor. He gives seminars, about 4 times a year. And you all should, that all of Hawaii should attend.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And this afternoon, I hope to drop in the studio. It's right here in the same studio that we are on KWAI 1080 AM.
I do appreciate you and all the good you do.
Well, thank you for recognizing it.
No, you are. And I want to be sure that we talk a few times before I leave.
We will.
And by the way, remember Jeffrey Smith, Dr. Jeffrey Smith. He's the fighter, boy. He's strong against GMOs. And then I'm against no fluoride. We stopped it about a year and a half ago. I told the governor's wife and the mayor's wife, I said, you won't be able to sleep at night. You're going to be dumbing the Hawaiian children.
Mm-hmm.
And they got their husbands not to okay it. And I'm going down to the Capitol Tuesday.
You'll be down here Tuesday?
I'll be down there Tuesday.
All righty, and I'll hope to see you.
Well, I tell you what, let's get lined up.
Okay.
You call me, and I'll tell you exactly what time the girl that's head of all these 5 farmers markets. We are the sponsors of these 5
mm-hmm.
farmers markets: Alan Wanna Shopping Center, Kailua, and 3 others.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So I'm very, very pleased to be a sponsor of what these girls are doing.
Well, yeah, we didn't talk about that. You do sponsor quite a bit of health issues and health efforts and
yes,
farmers markets and what have you.
I'm proud to be part of this. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud to be part of Tripler Hospital. And I was a pink lady there for years.
Pink. All righty.
So it's a lot of fun. And so remember, they can get all Ken Bragg books.
Yeah. Well,
$9.
And I'll post that on the website, too. So anyway, oh, we're going to come down, and I'll see you maybe this evening or definitely call you in the morning.
Hey. Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you, Patricia.
All the way there.
Thank you. Aloha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was Miss Dr. Patricia Bragg, and enjoyed that. But it wasn't a commercial, by the way. There's no paid, no sponsor, no nothing. It was something... This is a product that I've come by. Friends have shown me and introduced it to me. So, the apple cider vinegar. And that book raises some interesting things. And, you know, there are people out there who might not agree. But, hey, anything that will help you, anyone that suggests I can live longer and look prettier, I'm going to listen to them. Right, Francis? We need all the help we can get, right? Okay, well, we'll see you next week. And thank you for joining in. I'll talk to you later on.
Thank you for tuning in to the Carol Cox Show, heard every Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on K108. Tune in again next time for the Carol Cox Show, right here at KWAI Honolulu.